Patrick Harris.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Danny Meringue.
You went through my garbage?
This is Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
That's right, that's right. Welcome into hour number two, Harrison Meringue. You missed it in the first hour. You can download that, the Fan podcast, at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Sableify. Shout out to the YouTube kids. I'm having fun with the YouTube cats today.
I have no idea what that means.
I'm just hanging out with the YouTube kids.
It happens.
Yeah, I'm just having fun. Having fun. It's a Monday. We should have fun. Big news coming up at 3 o'clock today.
Three-ish.
The Hot 5 at 5:09. Been there, done that. Mm. I've produced the Hot 5 at 5:13 before. That was always great. Yeah, big news. Primetime Boys will drop it on you at 3 o'clock. You'll want to listen. It affects all of you. All of us, all of you, you'll want to listen. It'll be a great time. I'm going to stand outside the studio and listen. Hell, I might sit in the studio and listen. Mm. They'll have to drag me out of here.
And they can't tell me no.
Just sit over in the corner like Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
I do what I want.
The couch is right here. And
The yellow couch is there.
Just turn the lights down a little bit.
Look, I have taken naps on that couch, one very recently. Yes. One a week ago.
Last week.
Weird. My first day on the job. I thought I was being hazed. Yeah. No, I found out that every day sucks.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yep. No, I took about a 2-hour nap on there, and hey, look, there's no crack.
Hey, two hours, a poop and a throw up later, and you were primed for it.
I was ready
to rumble.
Ready to go. Still hilarious, the text line and the YouTube comments. Like, man, Danny sounds so much better. And I didn't say it at the time, and I was like, yeah, I went in a jet projectile everything out of both ends. I asked Russ to stack as many commercials as possible so that I could get whatever was dying inside me out of me.
Look, if we made it out of that day, there is hope.
Dusty hit me with, great job, dumbass. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to be.
You're so lucky the boss is your former co-host. Because I feel like if that were Sacramento, he might have been pissed.
I mean, he also.
No, he would have been chill.
He would probably let me off the hook because I've never done it before.
Right.
Like, look.
But you've set the standard. You've actually bailed a lot of us out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it was.
Because we all got one shot now.
Yeah. You know, I mean.
Sorry, buddy's bachelor party last night.
Look.
Whether at least I'm not Meringue.
Every other show I know for a fact has had shows as bad or as worse shape as I was in. I know for an absolute certainty that every single
how as bad they've been now.
Yes. Yes. I know for a fact. So, you know. I went through my first 3-year contract without a single one.
Woo!
So we're good.
We haven't got the dump button yet.
Yeah.
That's great.
3 years. 3 years.
You're clean?
Yeah. Look, Rust. Oh, am I dump button free in 3+ years?
I believe so. Yeah.
We're about to change that.
I'm not.
I'm not.
You had one a month ago.
Yeah. I've had to dump myself twice. Yeah.
I wish I wasn't laughing because that would have been a good pull. Yeah. So I'm watching the Open. And even the broadcasters started to say this about the 15th, 16th hole as Scotty's pulling away. Scotty's in first place. He's clearly going to win this thing. And they start talking about guys vying for second place and trying to get second place. And who's going to put a firm grasp on it? Even when they finished, they were like, Matt Fitzpatrick finishes with a solid lone second place. No, that's great because of the money. Mm-hmm. But I was like, why is this so familiar? Fighting for second. Why is this? Oh, and then I realized an average to below average looking man like myself. Mm. I am known to always try to finish second because first place is out of my league. Hmm. So I'll just go for the second hottest chick.
See, I always.
Or were you always shooting for the top?
Oh, yeah. Look, you
shoot for the stars.
I will tell
land
you.
Land among the clouds.
Despite how I look, there's photographic evidence out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Despite me being ugly,
yep.
I have done well.
I have done.
I mean, my wife's a smoke show.
I get a lot. Anytime anybody sees pictures of you know, my wife, exes, anything like that, it's always
my
some,
wife.
It's some version of how.
Hell.
How.
I get a lot of that, too.
Mm-hmm. My wife's a babe.
Yeah. I also, weight outkicked my coverage. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to kick.
Yeah.
What are other things that could be great to finish second place in?
Hunt for the host?
boom, roasted. Not me. I won that thing. So, but the second time around.
There you go.
I guess that's second first
there
place.
You go. Second first
Can't
place.
Have two number ones. That's 11.
That's how it works. I mean, in most, like, I finished second for a lot of jobs when I was working as a private contractor.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said that. That's just on air. I was the finalist. It was me and one other guy. I almost moved to St. Louis in 2010, 2011.
That would have been fitting.
Yeah, I mean,
season ticket holder.
It got so close to it being. It was a 6-month process. I was working as a logistics director for Anheuser-Busch. It was a big, big, big job.
Okay.
And I was looking at a place to live. Like it had gotten that far down the process. They told both of us, like, hey, like the process to move down here is going to take a little while. So, both of you just kind of start looking and kind of get an idea for where things might go. I'll tell you, finishing second, I was pretty pissed off about it in the moment, but I wouldn't have ended up here, so in the long run, it was fine.
I don't think I've ever had a job that told me I was second place, but I'd like to think every job I apply for, I'm second place.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean...
That makes me feel better.
I mean, finishing second is at a major, yeah, I'll take that.
Well, I'll take the $8.6 million check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Finishing second in the FedEx Cup?
Yeah.
Golf. The winner gets 30. The second place gets like 7.5 or something like
I'm
that.
I'm okay. That's a steep drop. Though.
I think I finished second to last in the fan combine.
There you go.
Several years ago.
You weren't last though.
I didn't get to participate, which was a good thing because I might have finished last.
I'm still dealing with a foot injury from that.
Really?
Yes.
This was like, years ago.
Yeah, we're talking a good decade because my daughter now is 13 and she was like 2, interviewing Jamie Hudson and stuff on the side.
Dude, maybe I wasn't even here yet.
Might not have been.
Mm. I mean, look, if you can go full Ricky Bobby and go, if you ain't first, you're last, but also Ricky Bobby's dad going, I was high. You know what I mean? Like, finishing second's fine.
I got a chubby right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Finishing second is fine, except for what, horseshoes or hand grenades? No, that's almost.
It's getting close.
That's getting close. Yeah. Yeah, getting close.
But, I mean, second place. Look, silver medalist, not a bad place
and
to
look,
be.
And look, the hottest girl probably has the worst personality.
More often than not, I think it's probably true.
Is there such thing as the hottest girl and a dope personality?
Yeah.
Like ScarJo? You got to go like that level.
It's really frustrating when that happens. It's like, I'll be total dude bro right now. There are women in sports that are on network TV, and it's like, oh, an active player, Kelsey Plum. It's like, you can't be that hot and that cool. Like, I need you to, like, be missing a chromosome. Like, you need to be, like, the dumbest person. Like, you can't be that hot, that good at basketball, and that cool. It's like, no. It's like Tom Brady. It's like, you can't be that good looking, that good at football, and also, you were out there schlepping Giselle, and now Sofia Vergara. It's like, no.
But I don't think he's cool. I don't think he's cool.
I mean.
I bet you Tom's a jerk.
Look, I hate Tom Brady as a Raiders fan through and through. But when I saw him stumbling off the boat in the most egregious fashion because he was that hammered, I was like, he's probably a pretty good hang.
But it's like the third time he'd been hammered all year.
But I mean, like, he's probably a pretty good hang. You know what I mean? Like,
I think he's probably an okay hang.
I bet you Tom Brady's a good time.
I think my person of really good at all three things, I'm going to go with Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
She's a stone cold fox.
She's got a degree in like what, nuclear science or something
multiple
like that?
Multiple Oscar nominations and a win, maybe two wins. And she seems really cool. I follow her on IG.
And a smoke show.
She's one of the few celebrities I follow on the gram.
Yeah. It's like, if you're going to be that hot and that good at something, male or female, like Brad Pitt, how can you be that good looking, that good as an actor, and like everybody like talks about how he's just a great dude?
Yeah, but I think a lot of people also don't think he's a great dude. I do believe he smacked his ex-wife around.
Did he?
I think so.
Oh, well.
I think so.
But you know what I'm saying, though.
Like, but I know what you mean.
It's like,
but again, though, even though I was like, Tom Brady might be a jerk.
Like
Brad Pitt,
like Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez was a perfect example. Like, yeah, he's a jerk. Like
nobody likes him. I don't even know if he likes himself.
But then you have a guy like Jeter, who has the most insane.
Everybody loves Jeets.
Everybody loves him, but he also has the most insane girlfriend list of all time. It is true. It's unassailable. No human has ever touched that list.
That is true. Like Jessica Biel, he dated Jessica Biel. She's married to Justin Timberlake.
Leo,
no. Go look at Jeter's list.
Leo is just a bunch of like. Unknown hots.
Fair.
Like, Jeter is, like, known hots.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, I mean, A-Rod's got a decent list, too.
This is
J-Lo, Madonna.
This is the Jeter list, okay? That's where we're going.
You know what?
Let's
hold that thought. Okay. Let's hold that thought. Who's got the best list possible out there? Okay? Because I know this is about to get crazy, and I don't want to lose that.
Yeah, no. Perfect.
I would like to harness this vibe we've got going right now. Who has got the best list of, what do they call it now? The body count. Who's got the best body count in sports? 503-864-6326. Also, the YouTube chat. This is Harrison Meringue, 10-8 Fan. What's the point of this? Watching videos about yourself and liking it. Coming up in about 15 minutes, plus at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, we'll get back into some NFLPA situations. Where do the players go from here? What is the future of the union? Is that the worst union in all of pro sports? We'll get to that at the 2 o'clock hour. But sticking here, this is probably a great analogy of you and me. You're going to the beloved mythical creature, captain, Hall of Famer of the New York Yankees.
Yes.
And I'm going with one of the most controversial, hated members of sports of all time that I happen to actually love.
Look, this
unapologetically.
This is easily the broiest thing I've ever done on radio. But
it is easily for me because I'm not usually broed out.
Derek Jeter's WAG list.
Body count.
Is unassailable. It is the most insane list any man has. And somebody texted in, what about Wilt Chamberlain, you know, over 10,000 women? I'm like, I don't care.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can
like, if you're talking quality, this is the known list for Derek Jeter. And keep in mind, this is 20 years ago. Every one of these women were in their absolute prime of beauty. And these aren't women who are like, oh, they're attractive. It's like, it's some of the most attractive women that have ever walked the earth. It's Mariah Carey.
Yep, I remember that.
Minka Kelly, Jordana Brewster, Adriana Lima, Vanessa Minnillo,
ooh,
Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel,
ooh,
Laura Dutta, Scarlett Johansson,
ScarJo and Jeets,
Joy Enriquez, Rachel, I can never remember saying it. I think it's Ucatel, Vita Guerrera, Bridget Hall, Tyra Banks, Gabby Union, Vanessa Lachey, and then Hannah Davis, who is now Hannah Jeter, his wife.
She is a babe.
Yeah, she did the DirecTV commercial, if you don't remember, with the unicorn. She's the one with the eyes that are so like steely blue that you think that they're contacts. But the all of these women were supermodels or the most attractive woman in Hollywood at one point in
time.
If
she was a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, all of them. All of them are like 12 out of 10. All of them. All of them. Like at one point in time, these were women that I thought, like, Jessica Biel was like number one on my board for a very long time. Like, it's like every time I see this, I'm like, God, the cachet of being a Yankee shortstop, because Derek Jeter's not the most attractive human on the face of the planet.
Well, but he seems like a good guy.
Sure. The best part about this is
he also left them cab money and stuff.
No, gift baskets.
Gift baskets. That's what it was.
They were insane too. Like somebody, I can't remember who shared it, but like what was in it was absolutely bonkers. And I was just like, yeah, I guess it's like when you go to the Oscars and you get like the gift basket,
the swag bag.
It's something like $150,000 or $200,000 worth of stuff. It's so much that like if you're poor and somehow you get one of these, you can't take it because the taxes on it are too much.
So it's not like the end of my kids' taxes. Soccer games where they get like a Nature's Harvest granola bar and an orange and a Capri Sun.
No, definitely not. Like some of the high end ones, like a massive watch company was giving out like $50,000 watches, and I'm like, it's like when somebody wins a car and the price is right and they're broke and they can't afford the taxes for it. Whoa.
Now, a lot of those names that you said, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if it's because I'm old or a loser, but I have no idea who some of those people are. But I assume they're all odds.
You don't know who some of these people are?
No, I don't.
You're kidding me.
Did you say Alyssa Milano?
Vanessa Minnillo?
No, I do not know who that is.
I will show you.
Well, I'm sure they're all hot, but I don't know who they are.
You know who she is.
I hate that. I don't like that. That's like when someone tells you, have you heard this song before? And you're like, no, I haven't. They're like, yes, you have.
And you know who Vita Guerrera is.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
If I pulled up a, look, I'll be blunt. If I pulled up a picture of her, of the back end, you'd know.
Okay.
She was, her butt was on the cover of like 10 Maxims.
Okay. All right. I know what that is.
Yes.
I will give you Alex Rodriguez's body count. Kate Hudson. Oh, see, this is where we live in different worlds. Because these women are uber famous.
Sure.
Those women are uber hot.
Yes, don't get me wrong. Kate Hudson, very attractive. Not like, for all of, like, I think if you're talking about good hang, definitely Kate Hudson, good hang.
Kate Hudson,
mm-hmm.
Cameron Diaz.
Great hang.
Madonna.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
Demi Moore.
I mean.
J-Lo.
Yeah,
and out. A shout out to you YouTubers, Tori Wilson. Ow!
Mm.
Tori Wilson. That is a race wrestling babe.
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
Without a mm-hmm. doubt. So this is funny. We're learning about each other.
Yeah.
You like the hots. I want the hangs.
Well, I mean, Mariah Carey, definitely not a good hang.
Probably not.
The horrible hangs.
Probably
Scarlett Johansson, probably a great hang.
I mean, if you're married to a guy like Colin Jost, that means us regular people all have a shot.
Yeah, and Jordana Brewster, like, I mean, she's family. She's Dom Toretto's sister.
I don't know who that is.
Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah, she's babe.
Yeah. That's who that is.
Oh, Dom's sister. Yeah, yeah. The little sister who gets with Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jeter was dating her like that time period.
Man.
Yeah.
Pays to be captain of the Yankees.
Is there a better spot to be?
Shortstop
captain of the Yankees? It's probably like the preeminent. It may not be anymore.
I wonder if you were, what if Tony Romo won Super Bowls?
Yeah, quarterback of the Cowboys.
Good looking.
Jessica Simpson.
Totally. And Tony Romo's a good looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will never be afraid to admit when a man is good looking.
No, I mean, when you got it, you got it. Look, Brady's had some work done. He likes to pretend that he hasn't. It's like, come on, buddy.
Dude, the hair alone.
I mean, the funniest meme of this is always is like, you're not ugly, you're just poor. Look at Cristiano Ronaldo when he's 18 versus when he's 25.
You're not ugly, you're just poor.
Look, I mean, go look at Ronaldo when he's like 17, 18.
How poor am I?
Like, when you go look at him when he's younger, he's a ratty looking dude. And then he turned into like the most attractive human on the planet. It's like, yeah. It's like Brady all of a sudden had a jawline and a cleft chin. It's like, whoa.
And the cheeks.
Yeah.
It's like chiseled cheeks.
Yeah. It's like, buddy, I saw you coming out of Michigan. No. You did not have that.
Maybe I just like being fat and squishy.
Mm.
Maybe that's where my life lives.
Look, man, there was a time in my life when I was in incredible shape, and I was about as low a body fat as you could get. That jawline never materialized like that. Don't get me wrong. The jawline was there, but I did not all of a sudden develop a cleft chin or high cheekbones that were never there to begin with.
No, you don't develop them.
No.
Like I'm working on losing some LBs. I'm not going to all of a sudden have high cheeks and a chiseled jawline.
No.
I've never had them.
No.
Even when I was young and pretty.
Mm-mm. Doesn't happen.
The YouTube chat is claiming that I said I don't know who Alyssa Milano is, but it's not Alyssa Milano on your list.
No, it's Vanessa Manillo.
There you go. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
You were saying I thought
I do know who Alyssa Milano is.
But also Alyssa
Milano.
She
is a babe.
She is. Also, if you're looking at all these women, there's a type. Alyssa Milano could slide right into that.
Yeah. What is it? Man, I heard about this the other day. What is Alyssa Milano based off of? Or somebody based something off of Alyssa Milano?
Mm-hmm.
Something like...
some character?
Like the carbon copy of a woman or something.
Mm.
Gosh, what was that? Now I can't remember.
Yeah. And it's gone.
I do find it hilarious that I like the celebrities and you like the hots when it comes to Jeets and A-Rod. Why am I an apologist for Alex Rodriguez? Why? I can't get this out of my brain. Is it just because I loved him when I was a kid? Because I hate steroid people and nobody likes Alex. Why am I the guy that likes Alex?
I mean, I'm not anti-A-Rod.
Everybody's anti-A-Rod.
I'm pretty ambivalent.
Nobody's pro-A-Rod.
That's the thing.
Why is it me? What did I do?
I don't know. I mean, you're a Guardians fan, so explain it to me.
That doesn't make any sense.
Now, what did I do wrong?
That doesn't make any sense. He torched my team for 2 decades.
Well, I'm saying, like, no. Like, who's a Guardians fan?
I got a buddy. He's a Brewer. I mean, he's also from Cleveland.
But as I'm saying, like, It's,
I don't know anybody not from Cleveland. I'm the only person not from Cleveland that
it's a bit of an oddity.
It is weird.
Liking A-Rod could be a bit of an oddity.
There was like 6 months where I was a Mariner fan.
Yeah, never.
I jumped back.
Look, I'm
there's a big deal.
I'm not a Mariners fan. Again, I'm kind of ambivalent. Like, I want them to do well because I feel bad for them. Like Kevin Pelton for ESPN, he's a huge Mariners fan, and every time that I talk to him and I'm like, hey, Mariners, huh? He's like, yeah, it's tough. It's tough being a Mariners fan.
Jacqueline Cordero. Do you know who that is?
No, don't get that one.
She is some fitness instructor. Mm. Apparently, she's the new one.
Okay.
She's the new one. I don't know, man. Dude, I can't. I don't know if I can date a girl that could kick my ass. That scares me.
I mean, we don't kink shame here. I'm not against it.
No, I mean, like, my wife would whoop me for sure. No problem. Like, she'd take me down, but I like the clearly destroy you. Like, we were talking about.
WWE.
We were talking about
Divas?
Wrestling hots, yeah. On the YouTube chat, like Becky Lynch. I love Becky Lynch.
Or,
she would absolutely smoke me, and that terrifies me.
Bianca could throw my big ass around.
You'd let her too, wouldn't you?
I mean, I know people who would pay money
you
for that.
You sick freak, Danny. I'm just joking. A lot of people would pay good money for that.
Like I said, death
I paid $5 to let her hit me in the face with a hair. Not in a kinky way.
No, no, you would not.
Yeah, I think I would.
No.
I think I would take it for fun.
Dude, it would bust you open.
I know it will.
Not be in a kinky way.
No.
Well, because I'm not, like, getting off on it.
Well, you say that.
Yet. Can you imagine there's some people out there that get off hearing their own voice, watching their own movies, and this guy gets off watching his own mixtapes. As weird as this guy is, I did not have this. Mm. But I'm kind of here for it. This is why you are about to learn a lot about me, Danny, when it comes to this player. And we'll do that next. But first, Rust with sports.
I just get off at weird times.
Excuse me, he looks really hot.
Yeah.
Here we are. Nicholas said, I'm just going to stay in the local ledge there.
You know, I've made like a ton of music in my life. Also was an actor for a long time, do some sports radio on the side. I've heard my voice 1,000 times. Danny, you told me you're one of those guys that hates the sound of your own voice.
I do. Editing podcasts.
Well, it sucks. I would hate it too.
It's yeah. No, I cannot stand it. It's
really?
Oh, dude, no.
I like your voice.
No. I mentioned this the other day. Like, anytime I get in a cab out of town or something like that, and you know, I've got a media pass on, somebody's like, "Oh, you know, what do you do?" And I, you know, say radio, and they're like, "Oh, you got a voice for radio?" And I'm like,
"You got a face for one too."
Yeah, you know,
that's my Instagram handle.
Yeah, but
really,
face for radio.
Yeah, but it's like,
that's great.
I legitimately hate the sound of my own voice. I cannot stand listening to myself, any editing, anything like that, or. Like playback of like, you know, we've got Jake doing our YouTube shorts and stuff like
Jake
that.
Poo.
And he tags me on Instagram. Number one, I know what I said in the clip. So I just hit yes. So, but if I ever do it and I hit the thing and it starts playing, I'm like, turn it off. I don't want to hear my voice. I hate the sound of my voice.
Does everybody have the same thing as me where when I talk, my voice sounds different in my head than what you hear?
Yes. No, 100%.
Absolutely.
Everybody has that. Yeah. Okay. That's a common theme here. Mm-hmm. It's weird because I hear two of my voices because I got the headphones on. So I hear what you hear and I hear what I hear. Mm-hmm. It's very strange.
Yeah, no, I purposely
very strange.
I turn mine down so I don't need as much feedback of my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
These new headphones, mine are a lot more muffled.
Mm.
Like my voice is more muffled.
Yeah, no, if I had control of it, I would turn my own. If like if Russ, yeah, if you ever want to turn back my own feedback in my, I would. I don't want to hear my own voice.
Got too much snare in my headphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much snare in my headphone.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to be 1,000% with y'all. Mm. Yo, I'm one of the best mother effers of all time, bro. Oh, my God. But this is easy for me. I'm so grateful. That would be NBA champion, 8-time All-Star, former Rookie of the Year, gold medalist, Kyrie Irving.
Look, Kyrie's highlight reel is unreal.
Look,
like Kyrie legitimately might have the best handles in NBA history.
We're going to learn something about Patrick Harris today. I am a avid point guard watcher. That's my position. I always wanted to be a point guard growing up. The only reason I could ever play was because I had good court vision and I could pass, but I can't shoot and I'm not fast and now I'm fat. However, there is something about point guards that I will take all the weird with them and I am all about it. I've got a buddy who used to argue with me because I used to put Rajon Rondo in the top three of point guards in the NBA because I love Rondo.
You're not wrong. And not only is Rondo like the way he played so unique and different, but he's like just talking to guys around the NBA. Rondo's a literal savant.
Like he's great.
Not just basketball, like his brain. He is. It's part of the reason he's kind of an a-hole. Like when you're that,
and that's
smart,
why some people are like, "Why do you like this guy? He's a jerk."
It's like, well, no, it's to kind of tie this to Portland a little bit, Matisse is a little bit like this. Matisse is the biggest smartass on the team. And like I've been around when people have asked him questions, and he'll caveat with, "Oh, that's kind of a dumb question," but you know, he does it like he's not doing it to be rude. That's just how his brain works. He's just very blunt and just kind of cuts through the stuff. Rondo is very similar. Like somebody told me, like mathematically, he's like a genius. And I think somebody told me he plays chess. Grant Williams, another guy who's a bit of a weird dude, who's basically a savant, like just brilliant. I think there was like a big somebody posted a chess tournament down in Vegas, and I think Grant Williams won on the player side. But like he's another one of those guys that just incredibly smart. Kyrie's a weird dude.
He's a weird guy.
And he stepped in some stuff that, you know, he'll have to live with the anti-Semitic video.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And the flat earth.
But I think, without getting into too much, I think he was doing some stuff that was probably altering his brain a little bit that got him down that path. But if you're talking about, like, basketball highlight tapes, it's hard to beat, like, the best version of Kyrie, because not only is he, like, again, might have the best handles in NBA history, his ability to finish, his shot making, his ability to get to his spots, he is so creative, so fast, so quick, so shifty, yet so under control. It is some of the most aesthetically pleasing basketball to watch. He is a hooper's hooper.
I think he is a top five favorite basketball player of me of all time.
To watch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know my list, but I go Reggie 1. Klay Thompson 2. Oh. Those are just my two favorite players. Okay. Go Cougs. Of course, I got Klay on that list. I got you. 3 and D. Also, he went to Wazoo. Where the rest of that list is, I don't know. But I have to think Kyrie's in top five.
Yeah.
I find his basketball playing absolutely amazing. Yeah, he's a weirdo.
It's the same but different in the sense, like, Andre Miller for me is top five. Like, I just love the way that Andre Miller just manipulated the game.
This is from Complex.com, this article. One moment stood out in particular, a right-handed reverse layup against the crowded paint. Quote, "I'm a bleeping problem," he declared, pausing the clip. "I saw Al Horford about to jump, but once I saw him commit on the right side of the basket, I said, I'm about to try some S. I used to practice this in my backyard." Is this weird for Kyrie to just be, like, all over himself?
No,
I mean, it's pretty on brand for NBA, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, guys love their own brand. It is what it is.
Like, I mean, I prefer my brand.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you don't get to that spot without having an absurd level of self-belief.
That's true.
Like, that's just like, that comes with the territory. Like, everybody's, you know, talk about,
got to have faith in yourself.
Everybody talks about, you know, guys at that level, like, oh, this guy doesn't have that much ego. Like, Steph has so much ego, you can't fit it in three rooms. You can't put on.
I don't believe that.
Oh God, yes.
He doesn't look it on TV.
Oh God,
he seems like a nice fella.
Oh yeah, the guy that pulls up and shimmies in people's faces.
Yeah, that's a celebration.
Yeah, huh?
That's being confident.
Yeah, no, there's you cannot.
You will say no more bad about Steph Curry.
I'm not saying it's bad.
I know.
I'm like, blowing this. Oh, I know, but like that's how you get to be that good.
What were you talking?
It's a level of self-belief that just when you hear, like, Russell Westbrook talk about, I'm this guy and this, and I'm going to take that shot, and he shoots, like, you know, under 40%.
I am 1080 the fan.
Yeah. But, like, with Russ, you're just like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
But at the same token, it's like, he's not the player that he is at his prime without this, like, him going back and forth and rocking the baby against Dame in the playoffs after, you know, getting cooked in the previous two games. It's like, brother, you are getting annihilated. Like, what are you doing? Like,
I love Steph.
But, I mean, Russ was doing this where, like, I'm going to take Dame on one-on-one. And it was
that's a bad idea.
Don't do that. He's frying you. But his ego was so far out in front that he wasn't going to let it go. And that was, like, when you get to a certain level, it will bite you. Like, when Father Time comes and snatches you up a little bit, which it did him. But you don't get to that level without that absurd level of self-belief and confidence. And that comes, that ego, that, like, I look, the LeBron thing, him finally making fun of himself for, like, not reading books and now having the commercial where he's like, no, I actually do this. And it's like, yeah, okay, you know.
It'd be great if the book was upside down.
Yeah, I mean, he
upside down.
Kind of did that in the commercial. But it's like, that part of it is, I kind of roll my eyes at, but also at the same token go, yeah, I get it. If I was that good, I'd be, oh God, I'm unbearable as it is now.
Is it safe to say that... Dog is ego, but not all ego is dog. Like we were talking about Scotty and like that drive and the Kobe's and the Michaels and the Tom Brady's of the world.
I think it's a change in projection.
Ego is a part of dog, but dog has some ego in it, but ego does not always represent dog.
Yes, because there are guys that think they are Himothy, and they are not.
Dude, I got what's-his-name in the news all the time. We were talking about him the other day, the burnout from K-State. Went second overall.
Oh, Beasley.
Beasley, yeah. That guy thinks he's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That guy thinks he's real awesome.
No, I mean,
and he might have been real awesome.
He was.
But the career doesn't show that.
No.
To an average fan, you don't see that.
Like, if you talk to NBA players, and you talk about, like, quote-unquote talented, they'll all tell you B-Easy was... nasty.
We say the same thing about Rashid. Well, if Rashid wanted to, he'd be the best player of all time.
And Rashid flat out said he didn't want to.
He didn't want to. Ooh, I think Rashid is in my top five. I think he's my blazer that hits the top five.
Oh, it's Brandon for me. It's not even close.
I can't, dude.
Because he's a Husky?
Yep.
Yeah, well.
I know, it's too bad.
It's your,
nice guy.
It's your loss.
It is my loss. I'll take Rashid.
Because Brandon, to me,
you can
like,
have Brandon. I'll have Rashid.
Brandon's the most played the most aesthetically pleasing basketball of anybody I've ever seen.
That is true. He was nice to watch.
It was the natural is the most fitting name for any player ever.
I had to root against him.
It's Brandon Roy to basketball is Ken Griffey to me for baseball.
Just that smooth.
Just pure essence of what the sport is supposed to be.
What number on the list of weird things is this from Kyrie? It doesn't even hit the list, does it? Of him watching his own mixtape.
Like if you put this on like a bullet point thing and you said fine, like if you give me 20 bullet points and you said five of these are not true, this wouldn't even come close. I'm like, that's true.
All right. Weekend scraps. When we come back, a little bit of things we missed from the weekend that don't really require a ton, but I want to chat about because damn it, I get to. We'll do that next. This is Harrison Meringue on 1080 The Fan.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
Coming up in 45 minutes, we'll chat a little Damian Lillard press conference tonight. One of us is going to be there. And I'll give you a hint. I'll be at home watching Kyrie Irving highlights.
There you go.
So it won't be me.
Yeah, hopefully it's one of those things that starts on time.
Yeah, right.
I would very much like it to start on time because I'm hanging out downtown. So I don't drive home and then immediately turn around and drive back.
Dude, nothing starts on time. The only thing you can promise starts on time is like the news and me. Like that's it.
Yeah, I guess.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Weekend scrap some things to pass by. Will Levis out for the year. That kind of hit me by surprise.
I think it hit the Titans by surprise, for being honest.
You know, we were going to...
Typically, you have off-season surgery in the off-season.
I feel like this was just their way to... this is their way to announce that Cam Ward is going to be the starter because they didn't want to say it from the jump, but they were like, oh, Will Levis is out now. Guess we're going to have to start the kid.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. The number one overall pick. This is what we have to go do.
Former Washington State University quarterback Cam Ward.
Do you hold on to that?
Hell yeah, I do, brother.
Who holds on to it more, Washington State, Indiana, or Incarnate Ward?
Incarnate Ward should.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah, right? I was talking to a buddy of mine last night.
He didn't go to Indiana. That's Michael Penix.
I'm sorry, yeah.
But Miami.
Yeah. But I'm conflating my Washington adjacent quarterbacks that came from other places.
Yeah, dude. And when John Mateer is the third quarterback taken in the draft next year, I'll claim him as Wazoo too.
I mean, you probably should.
Greatest quarterbacks of all time in Wazoo history. Not Cam Ward. He kind of sucked at Wazoo.
No, he didn't suck.
I'd take John Mateer over Cam Ward.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. I'd take Gardner Minshew, too.
Oh, you're nasty.
No, that's just where I live.
Good Lord.
Some other news.
You're like a raccoon. You just loved hopping in that dumpster bin.
Hell yeah, dude.
Good God. And then, look.
Trash pandas, they're so cute when they're kids.
I love me some Gardner. There's no doubt about it. And I mean no ill repute to any Cougar quarterback. But, yeah, come on.
That's my guy.
Come on. Cam Ward?
No.
Come on.
Gardner's my guy.
Okay.
Chris Paul signs a one-year deal with the Clippers, and let me tell you what, we're doing the wrong things again.
You're so
more old guys.
About this.
More old guys. This is how we're going to win titles, is bringing old guys that can't stay healthy.
They have 10 of them.
I know.
So you're fine.
What if they all go on a boat ride together and they all tear their ACLs?
Well, I mean, you can say the
then
same.
They look like the Mavericks.
Sure. That could happen to anybody. But dude, the whole, like, adding Chris Paul to this team isn't entirely fine. Chris Paul, you know how many games Chris Paul played last year?
How many?
82.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm such a Chris Paul hater.
Oh, why?
I don't know, because I just don't like him.
And look, like,
most people don't like him.
I know.
He's been made fun of since he was in college.
You're sitting here saying how much, like, Kyrie this, Kyrie that. Like, you're willing to, like, throw these things out. Chris Paul's the point guard for a reason.
If you don't know that I'm a massive hypocrite yet, Danny, okay, we're in for a long ride.
That's fine. I can at least go.
Look, I would take Kyrie over Chris Paul every day of my life.
I wouldn't, because
every day of my life.
I would take CP because Chris Paul, his ability to raise the floor, like, look, he's an a-hole in, like, the best possible way. Like, his ability, like, what, no matter what team he has gone to, he has elevated them to a level of competency that, like, heretofore, like, the Clippers are one of the worst franchises in the NBA pre-Chris Paul. The second they got Chris Paul, from that point forward,
fair.
They have been a relevant franchise.
Fair. And I like how Chris Paul plays basketball. I just don't like Chris Paul.
That's fine. You can separate the two the same way you can separate Kyrie.
I don't want to this time.
I hate that we're at this point where in his career where he's, you know, nearing 40 years old and people are like talking about like wash Chris Paul. Chris Paul is, when you talk about the top five point guards of all time, mm-hmm. Chris Paul is a top five point guard of all time.
Stockton, Kidd, Chris Paul.
Steph.
Remember, I don't count Magic.
Yeah. If you're not counting Magic, fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe, like, Kyrie.
I take CP over.
Sure, but maybe top five. Kyrie, yeah. Top five point guard.
But
sure,
CP
there's
is,
somebody I'm missing. I love CP, a Darren Williams.
Oh, yeah, well, he cratered.
I love a Mike Conley Jr.
I mean, great player. One-time All-Star, but great player.
Yeah, Chris Paul.
But Chris Paul, he's the point guard for a reason.
To win their first thing ever, the Charlotte Hornets win the Summer League. I saw that the Hornets won the Summer League, and I was like, oh, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Knipple?
Yeah.
I'm down. I'm rooting for the kid.
Knipple winning Summer League MVP was a little like, he didn't play a game.
That's the Yong Bongs. That should have been the Yong Bongs.
Honestly, if it was going to anybody, it probably should have gone to Filipowski for the Jazz.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because he was averaging a 30 bomb. It was like, good Lord, dude. What are you turning into?
But I saw they were getting their rings for winning the Summer League. And so I got a lot of thoughts that go through my head. Do these rings all fit? Are they universal sizing?
I think they're universal.
Do they know everybody? Like, what's universal? Danny, I can see your sausage fingers. From
no,
over
whoa,
here.
Whoa, whoa! I don't have sausage fingers. I have tiny fingers.
I actually couldn't see because this Clorox bleach thing in front of me.
Yeah, the Isaac Ropp wipe down thing. You have sausage fingers. I have very.
Do I?
I have very tiny, dainty hands.
Oh well, mine are soft. Remember,
look, man,
mine are soft.
I will tell you right now.
What is a unisex ring size?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I used to wear my ring, my wedding ring, on my necklace because it just, number one, my ring finger on my left hand is like eight ways crooked. And it's also like, it's much skinnier than all the others because of just issues with my hand.
Issues.
Yeah. By issues, I mean a hole in my hand. But beyond that, I like, we've talked about this. I am like God's cruel joke of like leftover body parts thrown together. I have enormous feet, short legs, freakishly long arms, small hands, huge head, little nose, big ears.
I got them.
It is literally just bolt on parts thrown together.
I got them big feet too.
Yeah.
What size you wear?
13.
I'm a 12.
Yeah.
I got big feet.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
To add insult to injury, when I was thinking about this ring size too, then the television or the internet, I can't remember which, told me that this is the first thing the Hornets have ever won.
Yeah.
I mean, as a franchise.
Yeah. They've
no MVPs?
Who?
Zoe?
No.
Grandmama?
No.
Rookie of the year?
Muggsy won rookie? A dunk contest, did he? I don't think he did.
To the machine. Yeah. To the machine.
No,
it's
Spud.
See.
Spud, not Muggsy.
I'm
confusing my little man.
Rookie of the year? Yeah. Question mark?
They got nothing, man. It's a sad sack franchise.
Let's see.
It is what it is.
In 1986, he led the ACC in steals and assists.
There you go. In college.
He won the Francis Pomeroy Naismith Award.
Yeah, not for the Charlotte Hornets.
As a senior, he won the Arnold Palmer Award as as Wake Forest's most valuable athlete. I bet you Chris Paul's got one of those.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chris Paul and Tim Duncan.
Duncan went to Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, you said Wake, right?
Whoa. Sometimes I get Wake Forest and Georgia Tech really confused.
Oh, you're not the only one.
Am I not the only one?
Really?
All the time.
Is it just the yellow?
It's the golden black.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Every person I ever know that played for Wake Forest.
In that section of the country somewhere.
I would say mixing up like Wake Forest and Vanderbilt.
Nope. Any player that has ever played for Wake Forest, I usually assume they played for Georgia Tech. I'm like, Chris Paul? Yeah, he went to Georgia Tech, right?
No, it's Steph Marbury.
Calvin Johnson, Wake Forest, right?
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's probably the number one that I'm bad at.
Jarrett Jack, Georgia Tech guy?
Georgia Tech, but that's easy because they're the Yellow Jackets and he's a Jack.
Yeah. I won money on that. His full name is Trailblazers legend, Jared.
Indeed. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rust. That's the hardest working producer in sports right there. Move over, swag. I got rusty. Yeah, it's probably the worst confusion that I have.
Wake is kind of like Pitt with football, where they've had good success, but it's their alumni.
It's insane.
Like, it's insane. Like, Wake's, like, if you took, like, the best players from Wake ever and threw them on a team, you're like, damn.
Damn, this team's actually pretty good.
Like, whoa, okay. Like, yeah, sure, they never really had them all at the same time, but boy, that's a pretty good team. It's pretty interesting when you look at it. You've got Chris Paul, you've got Tim Duncan, you've got Jeff Teague. What, Aminu was a Wake Forest guy? Who else you got?
Nobody. I'm just going to shift gears here because I am correct. Grandmama won Rookie of the Year in 1991.
For the Hornets.
And that's why I'm a basketball guy. And that, my friends, is why I'm a basketball guy. Move over, Meringue. You're not going to Dame's press conference tonight. PMF and Harris is going to Damian Lillard's press conference tonight. That's what's going down.
I'm trying to think. Who else was in that class?
I don't know. I got so lucky with that.
No,
I'm not going to lie.
For some reason,
so lucky.
I would have thought that was Mutombo.
Mutombo, was he drafted in the 91?
Yeah.
He's in the 91 draft? Because Grandmama went first, right?
Yeah. From, it was that UNLV team, and GA. And,
the best paid team in basketball history.
Yeah.
Behind Duke last year.
Hey, man. Tark did it well.
Dude, I love Grandmama. Mm-hmm. He's so great. All right, we come back. Let's dive more back into this NFLPA situation. Are these guys really hosed? Mm-hmm. What's the future look like? And is the NFL quickly becoming the worst union in all of pro sports? Plus Damian Lillard's press conference. Loaded third hour, don't go anywhere. That's Danny Meringue. I'm Patrick Harris. Rusty on the ones and twos, 1080 The Fan.